Our rich heritage, 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 our rich heritage.
Dear viewers, right now we're present at a place where every true believer yearns to be buried. We are at a place where every true devotee of the Prophet wants his final abode to be. Yes, you've guessed it right. We're present right in front of Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara, which is situated in the southeast of Masjid al-Nabawi, ala sahibiha salatu wa taslim. Alhamdulillah, Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara, is the most superior graveyard of the world. And fortunate is the one who has the honor, the privilege of having his final abode, final resting place, final place of burial in Jannatul Baqi. Jannatul Baqi, dear viewers, is that graveyard in which there are many Sahaba, many Ahlul Bayt, and many noble awliya that are buried in here. According to some narrations, there are approximately 10,000 Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt who are resting over here. There's so many Tabi'een and Tab'a Tabi'een, noble awliya and other fortunate Muslims who rest over here, whose final abode is Jannatul Baqi. Other than that, dear viewers, when we talk about the history of Jannatul Baqi, let's talk about the first fortunate Sahaba who were buried in Jannatul Baqi. It is stated that Sayyidina Uthman bin Maz'un radiyallahu anhu from amongst the Muhajireen and Sayyidina Asad bin Zurara radiyallahu anhu from amongst the Ansar were the first companions to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. And this graveyard, Jannatul Baqi, is just very near, very close to Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif in the southeast of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. This is situated. We also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may our final abode also be Jannatul Baqi and may our grave also be in Jannatul Baqi. There's a lot more to talk about Jannatul Baqi, a lot more information to impart onto yourselves. So to learn more information, to learn more about Jannatul Baqi, let's go to our studios.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, dear viewers, we were just in front of Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Medina, which every Muslim yearns and wishes to be buried in. Let's listen to more virtues and excellences of Jannatul Baqi, some historical facts as well regarding Jannatul Baqi. How was its name kept as Jannatul Baqi? And what excellences are there for being buried in Jannatul Baqi? Let's inshallah go through this discussion. First of all, remember, dear viewers, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, and when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam migrated, now a land was required to bury the companions, the Muslims, who would pass away, as there were many of the graveyards that existed in Madinatul Munawwara at that time that also belonged to the people of other faiths as well. Now, the Muslims, they also needed a land, a piece of land where they could bury their deceased people. Now for this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was in search of a land. And he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam saw different places, but it was Jannatul Baqi which had this honor, this privilege. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself says that I've been ordered to select this place, meaning I've been ordered to select this land of Jannatul Baqi to be the graveyard of Muslims in Madinatul Munawwara. So the Prophet ﷺ was commanded to choose this very graveyard, to choose Jannatul Baqi. Now straight after the migration, dear viewers, the Prophet ﷺ stayed at the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anh, which was situated approximately 150 meters from Jannatul Baqi. And according to a few reports, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam visited Jannatul Baqi just after a few days of his arrival in Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he visited Jannatul Baqi as soon as he arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, just after a few days. And this piece of land, he alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to choose this land to bury the Muslims who pass away, subhanallah. Now, let's look into the reasons why its name was kept as Jannatul Baqi. Subhanallah. In Arabic, a plain, a field with trees is called Baqi. Now, this very land where Jannatul Baqi is situated, this very land had many gharqad trees over there. Gharqad trees are box thorn trees, which we know in English as. So box thorn trees, they were plentiful in this very land. So Baqi is a field, a plain with trees in it. And this very region, this very land had many box thorn trees in it. For this reason, this place where Jannatul Baqi is situated at the moment became famous with the name of Baqi'ul Gharqad, meaning a field which contains many trees of gharqad, many gharqad trees, many box thorn trees. And the Arabs usually call their graveyards as Jannah. As Jannat. So people started to call this very land as Jannatul Baqi. So because of this linguistic approach of the Arabs where they would refer to their graveyards as Jannat, so this very graveyard became famous as Jannatul Baqi. And amongst the Bedouins of Arab, the villages of Arab, it is famous as Maqabirul Baqi. Maqabirul Baqi is how it is known amongst the Bedouins of Arab. Now, dear viewers, when we talk about the total area that Jannatul Baqi covers, then we come to know that the total area covered by Jannatul Baqi, the actual area that was covered by Jannatul Baqi in the early days was very less as compared to what it is now. Its first expansion took place during the era of the scribe of Wahi, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh, and then further expansions also took place afterwards. In the early 20th century, by the end of the Ottoman era, the total area covered by Jannatul Baqi was approximately 15,000 square meters. Then further expansions also took place after that, and currently, Jannatul Baqi, the area it covers is approximately 56,000 square meters. So you can see how much this graveyard of Medina, Jannatul Baqi, has expanded. So it was during the caliphate of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh that its first expansion took place, and then further expansions kept taking place in the history. And as of now, currently, it spans across 56,000 square meters. Now, dear viewers, we earlier mentioned that Sayyidina Uthman bin Mas'un radiallahu anh was the first companion amongst the Muhajirun companions to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam placed a gravestone by the grave of Uthman bin Mas'un radiallahu anh as a sign, as a mark of the grave, and said that he is of a forerunner. He preceded us in passing away, in other words, he said, he is our forerunner. And after Uthman bin Mas'un radiallahu anh, whenever any companion would pass away, then the Sahaba, they would ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that where should we bury him? To which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would reply, next to our forerunner, Uthman bin Mas'un radiallahu anh. Subhanallah. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself set a gravestone for Uthman bin Mas'un radiallahu anh, and he then instructed further regarding the burial of other Sahaba to be buried next to Uthman bin Mas'un radiallahu anh. Now the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would often visit Jannatul Baqi. The mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anh, has narrated that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to Jannatul Baqi in the last part of the night and made dua of forgiveness for the people of Baqi. Subhanallah. So how fortunate are those people who are buried in Jannatul Baqi? Those people who were buried in Jannatul Baqi during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself would visit Jannatul Baqi and supplicate for their forgiveness. Subhanallah. What can be said about the fortune of those companions, of those individuals for whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam himself supplicated for their forgiveness. Subhanallah. So we come to know regarding the greatness, the excellence of Jannatul Baqi as well, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself would visit Jannatul Baqi and supplicate for the forgiveness of those who were buried in Jannatul Baqi. Now, let's talk about further excellences and virtues of Jannatul Baqi. In one hadith, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, which Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah mentions in Jami' Tirmizi, my grave will open first, and then the grave of Abu Bakr, and then the grave of Umar. Then I will come to the people of Baqi, So they will be raised with me, subhanAllah. Those who are buried in Baqi, Allahu Akbar, they will be raised with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In another narration, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever is buried in our graveyard, I will be his intercessor and will bear witness for him. SubhanAllah. These are the virtues and excellences of being buried in Jannat al-Baqi. Of having the fortune, the privilege, the honor of being buried in Jannat al-Baqi. That the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede for that very individual. He alayhi salatu wasalam will bear witness, will give testimony for that very individual. SubhanAllah. We heard earlier another narration where the Prophet ﷺ supplicated for those individuals who were buried in Jannat al-Baqi. Now there's another narration narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah in Sahih Muslim where the Prophet ﷺ has been reported to have said that, O Allah, forgive the people of Baqi'i Gharqad. SubhanAllah. Forgive the people of Baqi'i Gharqad. And who's making this supplication? The final messenger of Allah, the best of the creation, the intercessor of Ummah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the people of Baqi'i Gharqad. Ya Allah, forgive the people of Baqi'i Gharqad. SubhanAllah. Another beautiful glad tiding, the glad tiding of Shafa'ah, of intercession for those who are buried in Jannat al-Baqi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that I will intercede on the Day of Judgment for the one who will be buried in this graveyard of ours, meaning Baqi'i Gharqad. Or he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will give testimony for him. I'll bear witness for him, subhanAllah. How great a fortune this is for those individuals who are buried in Jannat al-Baqi, subhanAllah. Now when we started this discussion, devious, we earlier mentioned that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to choose this very place. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, according to one narration, was also commanded to pray for those who were buried in Jannat al-Baqi. SubhanAllah. A narration from Mu'tah Imam Malik states that the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira Zahida Abida radiallahu anha, narrates that one night, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stood up, changed his clothes and went outside. Then I sent Jariya Buraira radiallahu anha behind him, and she went behind him to the extent that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reached Baqi'i Gharqad. When we say Baqi'ul Gharqad, Baqi'i Gharqad, it refers to Jannat al-Baqi. Remember the definition we earlier covered? Why was it named Jannat al-Baqi and Baqi'i Gharqad? Well, Baqi in Arabic is a field that contains trees, and Gharqad is the name of a tree, which in English we know as box thorn. So Baqi'i Gharqad, a plain that contains the Gharqad trees. A plain, a field that contains box thorn trees. So with this association, it is known as Baqi'i Gharqad. So she says that I sent Jariya Buraira radiallahu anha behind him, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reached Baqi'i Gharqad. Until Allah wished, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there and then returned. Now Sayyidatana Jariya radiallahu anha came back home before the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reached home, and she relayed the entire account to me. So she says that I didn't say anything to the Prophet ﷺ, but mentioned it to him the next morning. To which the Prophet ﷺ replied that I was sent to Baqi'i Gharqad so that I supplicate for well-being in their favor. SubhanAllah. The Prophet ﷺ was sent to Baqi'i Gharqad to supplicate for the well-being in their favor, in the favor of those who are buried in Jannat al-Baqi. SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abi Bakr radiallahu anhuma narrates from his father that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would go to Baqi'i Gharqad, he would supplicate for the people of Baqi. And when the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, asked him about it, he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that I have been commanded to pray for their well-being, subhanAllah, for the well-being of the people who are buried in Jannat al-Baqi. In the long hadith narrated by Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, Prophet's visit to Baqi'i Gharqad one night is also mentioned. Along with other things, it is also narrated in that hadith that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam raised his hands three times for dua and then returned. And from this action of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ulama have deduced the ruling that it is sunnah and mustahab to go to the graveyard and raise your hands and supplicate for those who are buried there. This is a very beautiful action which we should also practice upon with the intention of practicing the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often visit Baqiyah Gharkat, especially in the last part of the night, and say, "O Allah, forgive the people of Baqi." Subhanallah. There are many other narrations as well, but we will suffice upon just these narrations highlighting the significance and excellence of Jannatul Baqi. Subhanallah. Now, in the light of all these excellences, some Sahaba radiallahu anhum made a will to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. Even they passed away in another location, somewhere that was far away from Jannatul Baqi, but yet they had made a will to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. So their bodies, their blessed bodies, were brought from wherever they passed away, and they were buried within Jannatul Baqi. Now, some of the Sahaba who made this will and who were brought to Jannatul Baqi and buried over there is as follows. Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, Sayyid bin Zaid, Sayyid bin As, Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Usama bin Zaid, radiyallahu anhum, ajma'in. The other Sahaba as well, but these are just the names of a few Sahaba who passed away somewhere else, a little bit further away from Jannatul Baqi, from Madinatul Munawwara, but their bodies were brought back to Jannatul Baqi and they were buried over there. Dear Islamic brothers, we should stay outside Jannatul Baqi and present our salam, and we should avoid going inside Jannatul Baqi. So if we enter Jannatul Baqi, we wouldn't know whether ma'adallah, we step on a grave of a sahabi or a tabi'i, or any wali. We wouldn't know because the signs have been demolished. So walking over the grave of an ordinary Muslim, of a general Muslim, is also strictly forbidden in Sharia. Then imagine the severity of walking over the grave of a Sahabi or a Tabi'i or Tabi'i or a Wali, how severe that would be. So it is strictly forbidden. And the reason we don't know where a certain grave of a Sahabi or a shrine of a Sahabi is situated, it is best to avoid going inside. And we should stay outside, present our salam, make du'as, and return. Inshallah, we will reap its blessings. I pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah Almighty enable all of us to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. And may Allah Almighty include us amongst those fortunate individuals who get the share of the supplication of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam regarding those who are buried in Jannatul Baqi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our rich heritage, 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 our rich heritage.